Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Vayigash. Ani Yosef, I am Joseph. Joseph's identity was hidden from his brothers, yet it was revealed to them in a moment of time when they had a private audience with the Egyptian ruler who knew them, yet they did not recognize him. Up until that moment, they had seen him as a cruel ruler who held authority over them in as much as he could do as he pleased by intimidating them, placing them in jail for 3 days, and demanding that they return with their youngest brother. Otherwise, they would not be able to see the ruler in order to obtain necessary food during the famine. Yet, when they finally return, the ruler takes Benjamin as a servant. After this, Judah approaches the Egyptian prince, and he makes an impassioned plea regarding himself, saying that he will take the place of Benjamin as Joseph's servant. And it was upon hearing this, after a long discourse between the two, that Joseph reveals himself to his brothers and says, "I am Joseph." Consider that Joseph had previously told them when he was an Egyptian prince in their eyes that he fears God. No light statement from an Egyptian ruler. Yet the brothers, in all likelihood at that time, did not accept the statement as sincere because of the harsh treatment they initially received. Yet now they see his sincerity, they see that he is Joseph, and the kindness and forgiveness and mercy that he shows to them represent the very qualities valued within the legacy of Abraham. When Jacob arrived in Egypt with his family, being called by Joseph under the orders of the Pharaoh to bring his family to Egypt, his son Joseph harnessed his chariot and went out to greet him. Joseph took it upon himself to provide for his family to live in the land of Goshen, a land removed from Egypt proper. As a consequence of their living in this location, they were isolated from the rest of Egyptian society. They had more freedom to follow the patriarchal ways of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and foster the character traits that they represented, as opposed to getting caught up in the idolatrous ways and immorality of their neighbors. God will surely remember you and bring you up out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Genesis chapter 50, verse 24. In the midst of the uncertainty, doubt, and fear that settled in years later, after the children of Israel became enslaved in Egypt, there was the promise of hope in the Redeemer. For before Joseph passed away, he told his brothers, "Pekod Pekoti, a Redeemer will reveal himself to you." And so the first Redeemer, Moses, freed us from the shackles of Egypt and brought us to Sinai, where by way of the covenant, we became obligated to follow the commandments, the first step in becoming a people unto God. Moreover, the sages explained that the word cherut, meaning to engrave, as the commandments were engraved on two stone tablets, may also mean freedom, the slight change in the vowels. This implies that following the commandments brings us freedom from our yetzer hara, our evil inclination that opposes us and tries to keep us from doing good. When we receive the commandments and view them as an ethical means to approach life, taking it upon ourselves to live the way that God intended us to do, you will come to understand that these are more than a set of ethics derived from a human source. These are commandments that imply a divine authority as their author. Therefore, we would not be subject to follow arbitrary rules, such as a secular king would place upon his subjects, according to his very whim. But rather, we follow the commandments, Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the universe. Nor are we following the tides of change and the shifting sands of modern society. Rather, we are people separated to God. This is the implication of being kadosh, holy. The Hebrew word kadosh has a shorash root meaning that means to be separate or set apart. Yet within society, the lines between sacred and secular, holy and profane have been blurred. Even so, if we garner our efforts to foster a relationship with Hashem in accordance with His will and His truth and His justice, we can use our discernment to seek righteousness for the sake of hastening the Gula, the final redemption. Shabbat Shalom.